the land that I am writing about was hit severely by the 2017 fires. And so, and I was very turned on by this because it, in a way, it was healing for the land to have fire again. And an awakening. And so I wrote a whole chapter about that, and I've now put that chapter as my opening chapter, and I'm going to read the end of that chapter. So you'll see what I'm aiming at with this healing stuff. This is fun. On that hard October day back in the city, when the Atlas fire raged and there'd been no news from the ranch, I lay down on my floor to do some movements that helped me let go of fear and tension. As I melted into those movements, the words of a Woody Guthrie song came to me, a song not known to the world until after his death. Take off your shoes. This ground you stand is holy ground. Take off your shoes and pray. Woody's song was about Moses and the burning bush, but he takes it further. Every spot on earth is holy ground. It was the truth I had been learning in my lifetime, that all land is sacred. I wanted to sing this song to the Napa land, but it was still too risky for me to go there. So once again, this time lying on the floor with Woody's song in my heart, I sent my mind out to that spot under the big oak. There I felt myself standing shoeless in the circle of wood chips we'd put down to protect the big tree from climate-driven blight. The place we'd held a four-generation picnic during a June heat wave. I stood there looking out at the smoking hillside, feeling the sharpness of wood chips against my feet and a slight dampness, maybe from things being watered down for the night. I felt the earth exchange energy with my feet. I felt my mother at my back and my father, though I knew he would want to be out among the smoldering spots fighting the fire. What helped me stand there was an outpouring of love from and for the big oaks, for the little cluster of deer Clark told me he'd seen sheltering under them and browsing the early acorn crop, even with the fire raging so near. Love for the pair of Cooper's hawks calling as they hunted in the margins of the fire. For the field itself, at last feeling the loving touch of fire denied for so very long. The field ready to heal at last. That same love went out to the ancestors I'd uncovered in my research, who now came to stand behind me, my mother and father who built the house and tried to keep the land natural, my sister Susan, and all the colonizer and bystander ancestors I had struggled so hard to love as I learned about their lives. Malidoma Somme had said they actually yearn to support us in healing the harm they caused. Love comes when you're all in something together, like we were in this moment with the oak trees. All my relatives were here now. Sophie Roper with her love of manzanita, Foster with his asthma, at great risk in the smoke of these fires. Aunt Ella and six generations of East Coast Ropers finally able to grieve the wounds of conquest. Unc, uneasy about his avocado trees. His grandfather, Nathan Coombs, the first to buy this land, stood with us, dumbfounded, but sharing our concerns. And his wife, Isabel, born Lucero, with six generations of Spanish and mestizo settlers in the Southwest. These blood ancestors stood behind me, and I could feel what Buddhists call the land ancestors creeping in, Cayetano Juarez with his family, and even the Wapo and Potwin people who first belonged here and still do, forming a strong circle around us all. We stood together here, not so much protecting the house as inviting the winds of the world into balance, undoing these 100 and more years of fossil fuel abuse, The hotter heat, the speeded up winds, all of it working to destroy the beautiful system Mother Earth and the first people had put together. The system I'd faintly sensed as a child and my mother had begun to understand. The system reasserting itself through the fire. With this love, I could feel the peace of the earth, wise and solid, holding this terrifying excrescence of wind and dryness, heat and fire, and long time human error and amnesia.